It was announced on January 25th that nonprofit organizations around the province are getting a financial boost from the provincial government. Tanya Furr, the Minister of Arts, Culture and Status of Women, spoke in a press conference and gave out the numbers.
I'm so happy to announce that we're supporting 260 community organizations with $9.9 million in funding. This support will help nonprofit organizations strengthen their ability to provide more programs and services that benefit and improve the lives of Albertans across our great province. From Peace River to Lethbridge, successful recipients from across Alberta are helping to create opportunities for Albertans to get involved in causes they believe in, as well as facilitate social, recreational, and cultural programs that enrich our communities.
One of the organizations receiving the grant is the Alberta Council of Disability Services. Clova Lair, the Director of Accreditation and Services with the organization, expresses how grateful they are to receive the grant and how much of an impact it will make.
On behalf of the Alberta Council of Disability Services, I am extremely grateful to be one of the proud recipients of the CIP grant this year. Our desire to have a qualified workforce in place to support people with developmental disabilities live full, inclusive lives is being achieved by fulfilling the skills gap through sector-specific training. This grant is pivotal to equip the disabilities services workforce to effectively support people with intellectual disabilities to access their communities, employment, and be full active citizens.
Another recipient is the Famous Five Foundation, an organization dedicated to the preservation of women's rights. Preeta Kalar, the chair of the Famous Five Foundation, says that this grant goes above and beyond the money being given.
We are very proud and thankful that we are able to use these funds to help raise awareness and celebrate and also spur forward. And as a born and raised Albertan, this is a recognition of where we were and where we're going. And we just are so thankful and grateful.
There are three Indigenous recipients as well. Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation received $75,000 for last year's Nakota Strong Music Festival. And Poundmakers Lodge and Powwow Times received $25,000 and $40,000 respectively for their powwows last year. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.